John, what's happening? What's going on?
Well, I was locked in once as well, then. I was at, I've been locked in. I mean, I can't, not for 2.5 hours.
Why does that amuse me tremendously? I don't know why, but it just does.
I was in a restaurant down in Sussex, and it was one of these big country mansion type things, a stately home type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the last to leave, and on the way out, I just said, I'm just going to nip into the toilet.
So
it always appears to be toilets.
Uh-huh.
So there I am, doing the old business.
Please.
Suddenly the lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely pitch black. I mean, pitch black in this place. Can't see a thing.
Mm.
So I stumble around and find the door, of which is solid oak and about 4 inches thick, because this is, you know, a stately
home. It's a quality restaurant.
So I'm banging, and I can't get out, the door's locked, and I'm banging on the door. Bang, 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 and of course it's just like, hardly making any noise.
Here, yeah.
So I stumble over to the window,
mm-hmm.
which is like an arrow slit. Obviously,
sure.
Proportion with the metal thing. And I can't open it. And I look through the window and I can see current Mrs. Revel and two friends sitting in the car outside with the engine running and the lights on. Obviously thinking, well, where the bloody hell is he? And they're looking around and they're talking
to me. Was there nothing you could poke through the slit?
No, because...
No, I know you, John. No, you're right. There's nothing you could poke through the slit. No, there wasn't.
Hey!
Yeah.
So, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, the panic does start to set in.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, they can't hear me. And there's nobody about outside. And I look under the crack of the door and pitch black outside in the hallway. And I'm banging on the door and literally about 50 minutes and I am getting really scared of this. I say, I can't get out. I can't get out. And they're sitting there and I think they're probably not going to come back in. You should drive off, you know, because you go, well,
Some hardened criminal, John. I've done 15 minutes now.
And just for chance, the bloke who owned the place was just, he'd forgotten something and he came back down, he lived upstairs and he came back down to get something in the reception,
mm-hmm.
and heard me banging on the door and came and let me out. I mean, not as...
How long then in total?
I think probably about 15 minutes. But I can't believe it.
You know what they say, John?
Rebel sat aside for 15
minutes. If you can't do the time, don't drink the wine. That's what they say. So that doesn't actually count in as far as... It's 2.5 hours then, but it's still our longest.